did have our first significant winter weather event. It came on pretty quickly. It started about right around 1:30 yesterday afternoon. The snow was accumulating pretty quick. Visibility went down dramatically. We handled right around 17 different motorist assists, either vehicles that have split off in the ditch or some were even stuck in the roadway. A couple of crashes. Luckily, we didn't have any serious injuries involved in those crashes. Just some property damage, but always the first snow, it seems like people somewhat forget how to safely drive and slow down and limit your fast direction changes. So,
and just tell us how much appreciation and how challenging it is for dispatchers during those times. I know it can't be easy.
Absolutely. You know, at times, yesterday we had two telecommunicators that were working during the event, and with all of the high volume of calls that were coming in, and for them to be able to keep the locations of the vehicle straight and where they're at and what the descriptions are and being able to communicate that with the responding officers, it is definitely challenging, but they do it very well, and we appreciate, you know, the assistance that we get from Brad's towing and Jeff's towing. They're always very quick to respond and to help us get the vehicles moved that need to be moved. State police, the conservation police officer, he was available and was assisting. So we had a very good team effort throughout the county with our first snow event, even though it did present some challenges for the quick onset and bad road conditions.
Yeah, and then also in terms of the, you know, responding officers, as you mentioned, it's also a difficult task for them because they have to respond during these inclement weather conditions. So I know it's not easy for them as well getting to the call.
Correct. It is a challenge. Luckily, we've, over, you know, several years, gradually have moved toward more all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive vehicles, which help a great deal in being able to respond to people that are stuck when the road conditions are bad, especially in the rural areas when there's so much blowing and drifting. So hopefully we'll be able to continue that trend of being able to provide the responding officers those all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive vehicles to be able to help those motorists that need assistance.